Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Jay. I'm calling because a charge was made on my car, and I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, I'll be more than happy to take a look and see what's going on. To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
It's 11208.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Rose.
And your last name?
Chestnut.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate that account.
I don't have an account on. That's why I don't understand what's going on.
I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
It's 1212 Lauren, but I don't understand an account for what.
I'm showing where you were charged $82.45 for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store, which being a member gets you a $199 gift card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is an online web store where you'd be able to utilize and take advantage of that gift card each month through the site or until you would call in to cancel.
Wait a minute. It's an online service that I can use for $199 a month, but I paid $100. I was charged $82 to use that account every month. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but what kind of online account is it?
You'll be able to take advantage of that gift card on the Best Consumer Gadget Club website, which is an online web store where you could
Best
redeem that
Consumer
gift card.
Gadgets?
Best Consumer Gadget Club.
Oh, I'm not interested in that.
Okay, we'll cancel out the account so that there won't be any future charges. And at this time, the account is closed. And
okay. The fraud department is already on it.
So have you already spoken with your financial institution and disputed that charge, ma'am?
No, they tried to call me, but I haven't spoken with them yet. They tried to call me, but I didn't get a chance to talk with them. But they know about it.
Okay, now, what I can do off the prior charge, I'd be able to do a credit back of 4123 that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
4123. The charge was $82.
Yes, ma'am, because you would still be able to utilize and take advantage of that gift card that they had sent you.
I'm not interested. I'm not interested at all. I want my whole $82.95 back. Whatever it was, I want it back.
Yeah, let me ask my supervisor to see if there's anything else I can do off that charge. Hold on. Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about that. Wait, I did speak to my supervisor, and she did say this one time I'd be able to do a full refund back of the $82.45 charge that you'll show crediting back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days.
That's correct.
And your name again is?
My name is Jay, spelled J-A-Y.
Because I have to note this, because when I do talk to them, I will be speaking to them by Monday, and I will let them know. And this is Contour. No. Health.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today, ma'am?
Yes, one moment. Contour Health. What's the rest of it? Fitness. Okay, 3 to 4 days. All right.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today, ma'am?
How did you all get to where y'all can charge my card?
John, initially on the 16th of May, you were charged $7.97 for the Wi-Fi booster shipping cost for that welcome gift for joining that Factory Direct Club Savings Store membership.
Okay, so what the Wi-Fi thing have to do with you all?
That was the welcome gift that you would pay for that shipping cost for joining that Factory Direct Club Savings Store membership, ma'am.
Okay, but I only ordered for the Wi-Fi, not what you telling me about.
You were charged for the Factory Direct Club membership, the $82.45, and you initially paid for the shipping costs for that welcome gift for joining that Factory Direct Club Savings Store.
No, see, that's one reason why I don't like ordering stuff online, but I did want the Wi-Fi thing. So and it said free Wi-Fi device, and you pay the $1.95 shipping and handling. It said nothing else about $82, because I wouldn't have ordered it for something else that I totally don't need. Okay, and what's your supervisor's name?
My supervisor's name is Tony, spelled T-O-N-I.
And the last name?
I'm not able to give you their last name, ma'am, because of privacy issues. I can't give out their information more than their first name.
Okay, all right. I believe I have what I need, so I can turn that over. All right, thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good day. Bye-bye.